All I want for Christmas is a new episode of Microsoft Roadmap Roundup. If that wish is coming true, let me check it out after the intro. Your wish is my command. Here we go with another Christmas special of Microsoft Roadmap Roundup. Starting today with news for OneDrive from Monday. OneDrive Sync for native ARM devices. For Windows users, probably not too interesting, but for Apple users, it might be. Now available in public preview, OneDrive Sync for Apple Silicon. To enable the preview, you need to make sure that you've joined the Insider Ring and enabled the preview in OneDrive. Just open your OneDrive, select Settings, and in the About section, you find the pre-release setting and Apple Silicon build. Next up, a feature currently rolling out for most of us. Microsoft Teams, press to unmute. Planned for release this month, Microsoft is introducing the capability to allow meeting participants to temporarily unmute by pressing Control Space on Windows and Option Space on macOS. You guys on GCC High and DoD have to wait for this sadly a little longer. Your release is planned for February. I, as a shortcut fanboy, like this quite a lot. Therefore, this is a good present for me in December. Added to the roadmap on Tuesday, two new features for Outlook for Mac. Number one, support for local folders in the new Outlook for Mac. Currently planned for August next year, local data can be saved in the On My Computer folder in the navigation pane. These items in these folders are saved only on your computer and are not synchronized with the mail server. Number two, support for AppleScript in the new Outlook for Mac. AppleScript is a language used to automate the actions for macOS and many of its applications. In June next year, Microsoft will add support for this in the new Outlook for Mac. It seems like a few probably important people still love using Outlook for Mac, and I like to see Microsoft doesn't forget about them. Next, we got a present which is officially unwrapped, if you will. Launched officially on Thursday, Whiteboard Storage in OneDrive for Business. A very little feature, but in my opinion, very important to know. Whiteboard content will now be stored in OneDrive for Business. This makes it hopefully easier to find whiteboards and also makes it easier to share a link to them. We also see more and more important role of OneDrive, including a feature with Microsoft Loop. So maybe make sure that OneDrive gets a little more love in your user adoption program. Back to Teams and a feature currently rolling out, configure your activity feed notifications. This month, we will be able to control the type of notifications that appear in our activity feed. We will be able to right-click on the feed item, and we will be able to turn on or off all reactions or stop specific app notifications from surfacing in the activity feed. Depending on how many teams you are a member of, this might be a feature you really enjoy, especially as it is currently rolling out and therefore ready soon. Last for this week, SharePoint new content scenarios for My Feed WebPod. This feature was added this week and is yet planned for a release this month. New content types are added to the My Feed WebPod on SharePoint, and the new contents are suggested tasks, people highlights, meetings out of routine, and files shared in groups. So, what does this all mean? Well, the My Feed WebPod is your personal feed of content and activity from across Microsoft 365 based on what's likely to be most relevant to you right now, in case you didn't know that. Feed is personal to each user, and what you see is obviously different from what your colleagues will see. So, how does Microsoft know what's relevant to you? Well, tough question, but for example, when you and a colleague attend the same meeting or update the same document, it's a signal that you're likely to be working together. Other signals are who you follow, who you communicate with through email or Teams, who your manager is, and much more. These signals are the foundation of your feed. The trend of personalized content is more and more a thing, and yes, I can see why. I recommend check out the web part and see the results yourself. It only takes a couple of minutes anyway. And with that, we already rounded up this week's episode of Microsoft Roadmap Roundup. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you check out next week's final Christmas episode. Until then, don't be afraid.